From university course to outstanding force, Kent Police, recruiting now.
I think the street, I kept thinking how real it was all day, even when we weren't on the street doing this bit. So after we'd done that bit, of course, you do get involved, you get into character, that sort of thing. But when we'd left, I remember I kept seeing the street in the distance and being like, oh, there's a post office there. And then being like, oh, no, hang on, it's not. And that is really weird, because when you say to people, oh, yeah, Kent Police have got their own street, it's hard to really explain what you mean until you're there and you see it. But it is just a street. So you've got houses on one side. On the other side, you've got a pub, you've got a pretend post office. And I think, was there like a little estate agent or something as well? And it is just so that they can recreate those scenarios where police officers will actually be out and about in the neighbourhood. And they really can, you know, get a real feel for it, I guess.
Yeah, because you think you go into a stranger's house, you are going to sort of notice, like, oh, look, there's a picture of their gran on the wall, and there's, they've got that kind of telly. And you know what I mean? You notice those things. And I know it sounds really stupid, but obviously they shouldn't be concentrating on that stuff.
No.
So the fact that they're doing their training in what really felt like normal houses, real houses, because they were like CD collections.
Yeah.
There were DVDs on the side. There were pictures. There were, you know,
washing up,
fruit
wasn't
bowls.
There?
Yeah. It was dressed like a proper normal house.
Yeah.
So you could see how that would totally get you through that mindset of, okay, look, no, we've got stuff to concentrate on, and we've got stuff to think about, and we've got questions we need to ask, and things we have to go through. And they did. That was a thing with them. And they were really reassuring when the guys came in. And straight away, again, just like the cells and like the police takedown that they did on you and wrestled you onto the mat, it was all about you.
Yeah.
It wasn't about, you know, in as much as, I'm not saying they didn't want to catch the person. That's ultimately what they want to do. They want to catch the person. But most of all, they wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And that you felt you were going to be okay, that there was no future threat.
Yeah.
That you were quite, you know, happy as you can be in that situation. It was all about you as a victim.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like they say joining the police is good if you're a people person. And you kind of think, oh, I don't know. But actually, it really is, because you are with people all the time. You're with the public all the time. And it is, like you say, that's your main priority. So if you are good with people, if you are a people person, then this is literally the perfect career for you, because you are always helping other people and you are there really making a difference. Whether it be something like this, where it's a specific crime where you actually get called to go to that person and help them with that crime, or whether it be just having a presence in the community and people seeing you out and about and being like, oh yeah, there's the like local police officer. So I think that real aspect of dealing with the public is so important when you are looking at the police.
Yeah, when they turn up, they've got the gear, they've got the like a on the shoulder, the camera.
Oh yeah,
recording, which I hadn't noticed at the time. I was only watching the video back into the little red light flashing. And I didn't notice that. But anyway, so it, you know, the modern technology and the fact they did all the notes on their phones. The modern technology that is just built into it now. You know, there's no notepads.
No.
Things, you know, can't get missed, because if they did ask us a question but they didn't make a note of the answer, or they wanted to even see like body language or something like that, if we could have made the whole thing up.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, they've got those the recordings now of everything, so they could look back on that stuff as well, make sure we were, you know, genuine and kosher. Because actually, it didn't occur to me to just now that actually we could have just made the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And they must have that scenario where they go in and people have made stuff up.
Yeah, I reckon, definitely. And also the thing with the technology, like they were saying how they can use that to access crime reports and look at local CCTV and things like that. And it does just make you think they really are ahead of the curve. Like they know exactly what they're doing. They're working all the time to make things better and quicker. And it was, like you say, all about providing the best service to the public that they can.
Yeah, and quick and very reassuring as well. They did a good job. As soon as they came in the house, you just felt like, okay, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, the police are here, it's fine.
They had vibes about them.
Today, I drove on blue lights to save a life.
Today, I supported a victim of domestic abuse.
Today, I called for assistance.
Today, I brought an offender to justice.
Today, I made a difference.
What's your average day like? Anything like mine? It could be.
It's not your standard 9 to 5. It's demanding, but rewarding. And every day is different. Anything can happen. Could you be more than the badge? Apply now at kent.police.uk/officers and join an outstanding force.